of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Bad Enough. Take it one game at a time.
To all who have come to this super spooky podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Spooky Ryan.
And spooky episodes every Tuesday and Thursday when I get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast from. Simply search Obscure Disney Podcast or visit us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
Yeah.
And today we are talking about super spooky overlays.
Oh, sounds dirty. I thought it would be fun to kind of talk about ones that are already there that we really enjoy, but then also maybe putting a twist on that. But we'll get to that in a minute.
So obviously the most iconic ride overlay, I think, is the Ghost Galaxy on Space Mountain.
You think that's the most iconic one?
Wouldn't you think that it's the most iconic overlay that they have?
No, I think Haunted Mansion is the most iconic
overlay that they have. Yeah, that's so big that it's not even considered an overlay.
It's just a whole new ride.
It's just a whole new ride. Okay, yeah, fair. That's a fair point. That is very fair. That one is by far bigger than Ghost Galaxy. But I don't actually necessarily even like that overlay.
You hate it.
I thought it ruined a perfectly good ride.
You're a true Disney fan when you can say, they ruined that ride.
But it becomes all spooky and scary, and the ghost chases you throughout everything, and they're screaming in your ears.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, for those that you haven't been on it yet, basically they just change over. They turn off what few lights are on Space Galaxy or on Space Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And put a ghost in that kind of chases you all over the ride from top to finish, right? Kind of a thing.
Yeah, if you stand outside, they have animations on the building that look like the ghost is this galaxy that looks like a ghost is trying to get out of Space Mountain.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed that?
I haven't. We're normally there in the daytime more than at night.
Yeah, they have some different lighting effects on the outside of the building at night. That's cool. And then when you get in there, the whole atmosphere changes. Instead of it being like a working space station, it's more along the lines of like the beginning of Alien, where they're like, there's a weird thing going on out in the galaxy. What's going on out there? Oh. You know, like it's a little bit more tense.
Yep.
And they've got the weird music going while you're waiting in line.
Yeah.
And then when it starts, they have that really, like the horror horns at the beginning of the ride that really puts you on edge.
Don't like it.
You don't like it at all. And then you get to that lift and he shoots the lightning down and it gets loud and it gets pretty crazy in there.
And it's not that I don't like overlays, because when they switch it over for Hyperspace Mountain for the Star Wars overlay, that was absolutely phenomenal.
Right.
So much fun. It was.
I just don't think you like the scary stuff very much.
Of course not. No, that's not what I go for Disney for. You know what? We live in a scary world, y'all. So I want to go and forget about all those things and just have a happy, good time.
There you go.
And so, you know, like you don't need to do that, ruin all my good times. But it was actually put at Hong Kong first in 2007.
Oh, did they do it in Hong Kong?
Yeah, then years later, they decided to do it at Disneyland in 2009.
Oh, fun.
But I don't see Magic Kingdom on that list.
Which we will get to.
Right.
But they also do the other really fun one that I enjoy is Mission Breakout over in California Adventure.
Yeah, how great is that?
So they've done the makeover, right? They've done the makeover to the Guardians of the Galaxy from Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
So the whole atmosphere changes anyway.
Right. It's a really good. I think it really improves the atmosphere in that back corner.
Yeah.
Well, again, it
just
makes
because
it a lot
you
more.
Didn't like the creepy. There are some people that really enjoy the creepy stuff.
Well, now you walk back there, they're all like, ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me. It's great fun.
That's true. They're always having a dance party out there.
So, and Groot's all out there, 9 feet tall, dancing around.
That's terrible. Now that scares me.
You think he might fall over?
9 foot tall character. That's even scarier than just a regular character.
You can see him from so far away. Ugh. Oh, it's great.
But then, the concept of the daytime ride, this is what I find the most interesting about it, is that it's almost a continuation of a story from earlier in the day. So if you go into California Adventure during the daytime, even during Halloween, the ride is you breaking the Guardians of the Galaxy out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the whole concept is that you open all the gates so everything gets out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go back there after it goes dark and you walk in and the whole show has changed to, you already let all the Guardians out. What are you doing back here? Well, I guess now that you're back, we can't find Groot. Can you go back into the building and help me find Groot, basically?
No.
And you get in there and all the monsters are unleashed and they are running amok all over.
That's so crazy.
And they change the lighting patterns. Again, they change the music so that it's a bit more unsettling. I think it's a fun way of doing a ride where it's a continuing story throughout the day and it gets people to go on the ride more than once.
Right.
Not that they need How help incredible. Doing that because it's already a busy ride.
So good. And there's rumors that they're going to be doing that with Mickey's Runaway Train thing when it reopens back at Mickey's Hollywood.
Runaway Railway?
Yeah, that they're going to be able to switch out the ride pretty quickly and easily. So they might be able to do effects like that quicker at that ride as well. That it might change throughout the day or the month or the week or the season or something. Who knows?
That's the ride that's replacing the great movie ride in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. That could be fun though.
Another overlay that we don't have any experience with that I think would be amazing is the Jungle Cruise in Hong Kong. They did a Halloween overlay.
And we didn't actually even know that. I just thought it would be fun if they did do one.
Right.
And then you said they do.
Yeah. Surprise, someone's already had that great idea. But we watched the video of it. Obviously it was all spoken in Chinese, so we didn't understand what they were saying.
Couldn't tell if they were making jokes or if they were being serious or right. how
But I have to say the Asian countries do things on such a more intricate scale than we do them in America. I don't know if we just enjoy the more kitschy Disney style or if they just have people that are just better at building things than we are because their overlays are very intricate. They have projections. They're all very technological. You know, it's very impressive to watch, even though I didn't understand a word of what the skipper was saying.
Right.
I think the general concept is that someone stole some sort of special rock and it's wreaking havoc in the jungle, I think, is the idea.
That would make sense. Tipping over jeeps and stuff.
Right. And so
scaring people up pools.
I want to say that though, also for their Halloween stuff, I think Hong Kong goes a bit more towards the scary side of things.
They must be if they invented Ghost Galaxy.
Right. And I think people there are a bit more willing to go the darker side of things, which, I mean, I would like to think Americans are brave enough to do it, but maybe we just don't want it. I don't know. Do you think that people would react really well to scary things?
No, I don't think so.
Legitimately scary things?
No, I don't. And it's a family park. And I don't think a lot of family, and then maybe that's the difference between California Adventure and Disneyland and, you know, Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Maybe they keep the two parks, you know, to be more kid friendly and very happy. And then they are more willing to go outside of the box on other parks.
Okay.
Maybe that might be kind of the concept. And maybe over time we'll see things because we're already seeing that California Adventure is becoming a lot more adult oriented and always has been really. So they might be more willing to do it in a park like that. But I would imagine that with like Marvel Land opening there in the future, it's going to skew a little bit more adult-like.
Sure. I mean, again, the concept of Disneyland is for families to be able to go on things together.
Yeah.
So the idea of making things intentionally scary is a very fine line that I feel like Disney has to walk, because you want it to be a family-friendly park, whereas, like we said, Hollywood Horror Nights over at Universal Studios is not a family-friendly situation. You're not going to take your kids to Halloween Horror Nights unless they're kids that really enjoy being terrified.
Yeah, once you start to be like 9 or 10, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I would be an awful... survive at 9 or 10.
I'm a horrible parent, so I wouldn't know.
All of our children are screwed.
You'll be fine, kids. Just grab a machete.
Oh, jeez.
But how great would it be if they did overlays at other parks down in Magic Kingdom?
Well, and this is the other part of this that I wanted to discuss. We're gonna put on our Imagineer ears.
Oh, I love those ears.
And we're going to talk about overlays that we think would work great in Walt Disney World. Because they don't do them.
Yeah.
And they're not even hinting that they're going to start doing
them. And they probably never, obviously never will.
People. Right. But we came up with some fun ideas of things that they could do to alter their park for Halloween that could be super fun. So why don't we start in the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, let's do.
For those of you that don't know, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, while it is a fun roller coaster, the story behind it is that there was a gold mining town and it got flooded and killed everybody off in the town. And as you go out to explore...
That's a happy backstory.
Yeah, right? As you go out to explore, there is a ghost train that's running willy-nilly through all these caverns and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I thought this is a perfect opportunity to do a Halloween overlay on Big Thunder Mountain.
All you have to do is elaborate on the original storyline.
Right.
Like, just, that's it.
Just emphasize that story a little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe in the little village that you run past on the train, maybe you like do projections on the inside so you see people inside.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Maybe, you know, put a couple ghost people standing out amongst the animals and things like that.
Yeah.
It would be you go pretty quick on that ride, so you can't do too much.
But you got to do a little bit more. I mean, we want to start competing with Hong Kong. So we got to
exactly.
Got to be better than that.
Well, you know, there are enough places on Big Thunder Mountain that I feel like you could build suspense and have new things put on there.
Yeah.
If they're willing to do that kind of stuff for the Incredicoaster, they should 100% be able to do it on Big Thunder Mountain.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Why not?
Maybe even add in a splash effect for the water, you know, the
right.
flooding kind of thing or something.
But what kind of thing would you do at, like, Epcot?
I struggled with Epcot because you don't want to do anything... They don't have a whole lot to overlay in Epcot.
I mean, it'd be fun if you could do Spaceship Earth, but really? How are you going to do that, right?
You just go in and put pumpkins on everybody's head? I don't know if that would work out very well.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
And I think they do, like, Dia de los Muertos things in, like, the Mexico Pavilion, I'm pretty sure, especially with Coco. I'm
okay.
sure they do stuff like that. But
and is that Halloween season?
It is.
Okay.
I thought it would be fun. You even brought up Soarin'.
Yeah.
And to tie in with our last podcast, I thought it would be awesome if they did a flying with the Sanderson sisters.
Soarin' with the Sanders sisters.
It would be so fun.
Oh.
I don't know what kind of flight you would have. Honestly, I feel like to save themselves a lot of reprogramming, they would basically have to use the same movements.
More than
chairs,
likely. Yeah.
And then just make a film that goes with that.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's not too hard to do, I don't think. But I think that would be super fun. You could have fun music in there. You could be flying over, like, maybe different cultures with their Halloween festivities.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Or, you know, that kind of stuff would be super fun to do.
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
And
I would love it.
The people, obviously, 100% would be behind bringing back the Sanderson sisters into something else.
Yeah.
Because we love Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, and I always thought that would be a ride that would be easier to switch out more frequently. I mean, they really have only switched out once now, right?
Yeah.
And so I thought that would be a good tie-in, so...
I think the only difficulty is that the screen is so big.
And that's
that
probably
you really
true.
Have to make sure that everything clear to the edges of the screen is...
And there are tons of projectors that all had to be mapped out perfectly so that, right. that you don't see and all those things. And the 3D effects are hard to kind of get right. But
you have a whole year to work on it. So you could, you know, you could totally build that out. And I guarantee it would boost numbers like crazy at Epcot.
Yeah.
If you put that in there.
Yeah. Because that's kind of the problem, especially with Hollywood Studios as well, right? They have like 4.5 rides there right now.
You couldn't
possibly take anything out.
Yeah, you'd have a hard time convincing people to shut down a ride to switch it over at this point.
Yeah.
I think once Galaxy's Edge opens, you're going to have a lot more people there. And I almost feel like it's going to be very difficult to maneuver around because there's not a whole lot to pull people out of Galaxy's Edge there.
Right.
They have the new Toy Story Land, which just opened.
Right.
But that doesn't have a lot. And, you know, Star Wars is very popular. And I can't imagine people being very happy.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that people enjoy that.
Someone out there sure likes it. I don't know who.
It's great.
So I was wondering...
We've liked everything they've done.
Right. I was wondering if maybe they could do like a Halloween type show there.
Yeah, because they do have the big, the Fantasmic Theater that right. only gets used in the evening.
Yeah.
So if they could figure out a way to do a daytime type of a show or even early evening, because don't they only have Fantasmic there pretty much once a night or is it twice?
I believe it's
probably
once.
Twice.
It's only once. It's such a huge stadium that everyone that wants to see it can get into that show. I think.
But it'd be fun if they could do it earlier in the night.
Or just take out Fantasmic and do a Halloween show.
I was wondering if you would recommend such a thing.
I would. Mostly, I'm a little biased, but I don't love their Fantasmic as much. So I think if they took it out completely to put in a Halloween show, I'm not sure that everyone would be excited about that, but it would be something different. I have heard people complaining when the show wasn't open.
Yeah.
So I can see why Disney doesn't do that.
Right.
But for Halloween, I think it would be a fun change.
I'd be a big proponent of having multiple shows in there. It's such a big theater. Use it more often.
I agree. And the fact that it sits empty all day is a little sad.
Sure. So that would be great. Is there any other things you could do inside Hollywood Studio?
Obviously, you can always... Tower is already pretty Halloween.
Yeah.
But when Tower of Terror in Disneyland California Adventure was closing...
Yeah.
They did something, I think it was called like the final checkout or something
that.
Where the whole ride, they turned off all the effects and all the lights and you were just in the dark.
Oh gosh.
And I feel like it would be extra creepy in the Florida version because it's not even just the up and down. It's
right.
the up and then through and then up and down.
Oh, yeah.
So to do that completely in the dark would be creepy.
Pretty freaky.
I think.
Huh. Would you have the projections on at all for like the screen and the elevators that you go through and stuff?
You know, I didn't do the one in California, so I don't know if they literally just had everything off or if they kept the story elements in or whatever they did.
Yeah.
But I feel like having absolutely nothing on except the ride could be really creepy.
Huh.
And then you wouldn't have to do anything. It might even cost you less to run it without all that stuff going.
Save some electricity.
Save you some money, Disney.
Is there anything at Animal Kingdom? I mean, you can't really do a safari ride.
Yeah, you don't want to do a Halloween safari ride.
Could you? How?
Have random people running around in ghost costumes out in the... So running away from giraffe.
That's definitely not a possibility.
It's not going to work out well.
You can't touch Pandora. It's too new and stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, we may find in later movies that they celebrate something like Halloween, but we have no idea at this point. Really, the only thing that I thought at Animal Kingdom, they have a ride that's one of those circle boat rides in the rapids. Cali River Rapids.
Okay, like Grizzly Peak or something.
Like Grizzly Peak.
One of those white rapid ride things.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
And I thought, you know what, you could, much like Tower, you could do it in the dark where you can't see where the boat's going.
Oh, that'd be terrifying.
You can't foresee when the waves are coming or waterfalls or anything like that. You can just hear the water.
I guess that would only work at night though, because in the daytime.
Right. So maybe you would have to add some projections or something like that. But in general, it would only work at night.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of how that works, I guess.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know that a lot of people want to ride the get wet rides late at night.
That's a good point, especially in October.
Yeah. I mean, Florida, it's never really cold there.
Yeah, that's true.
But I know I'm miserable if I get wet super late at night and then you're just
and there's wet. No sun to dry it off or anything.
Yeah, you're just cold and wet. Ugh.
And they always have Disco Yeti, right?
The Disco Yeti. I don't know that they could do anything to that, though. I mean, it's
already kind of it's kind of already spooky.
Well, and it's very much more like a real coaster.
Yeah.
Where much like the Incredicoaster, you're moving at a pretty quick clip, and you don't really have time to do a whole lot in there.
Yeah. I guess.
But
it's the
maybe
water.
They could. I don't know. I'm not sure what you would do to make that more Halloween-like.
Me either. Well, there's all the rides at Animal Kingdom, so I guess it has to be the water ride. The water boat ride.
I guess so. Unless you just want to, like, give all the animals pumpkins to play with while you ride past them. Which I have seen them do. Some animals enjoy eating pumpkins, so they'll give them pumpkins for Halloween or whatever. Which would be fun.
Take that, jack-o'-lantern.
It's not really Halloween-ish, but, you know.
Sure.
It's something you can do.
Mm. If you guys have any ideas on what they can do in Animal Kingdom, let us know. Because that would be... we got to find just one overlay.
But, like I always say, Disney World, put some Halloween in your parks. Until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.